USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden yesterday formally introduced the woman he's chosen to be his running mate. During a joint appearance in Wilmington, Delaware, California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris said she is ready to get to work.
And Joe, I'm so proud to stand with you. And I do so mindful of all the heroic women before me.
President Trump called Biden's choice an unusual pick, saying that there was nobody more insulting to Biden than Harris during the Democratic primary race. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says in a statement that Democrats have no interest in negotiating a coronavirus relief package. He released the statement after talking to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday. Pelosi says it's the White House that's not budging. And this is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The New York Yankees are making a deal with TikTok. The ball club and its Yes Network making the move despite President Trump's threats to shut down the popular social media app in the U.S. over national security concerns. TikTok will pay $10 million for sponsorship rights, including signs at Yankee Stadium. A black militia group says it plans to skip a protest this weekend planned by right-wing extremist groups at Georgia's Stone Mountain Park. The leader of the NFAC says that the organization does not want to interfere with the group's constitutional rights to protest at the event that's planned for this Saturday. The NFAC had shown up at the park on July 4th for a march that was peaceful. Neo-Confederate and white supremacist organizers are intending to hold their rally this Saturday, although local governments say they don't have a permit. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Ford is issuing a number of recalls. One is for 2020 F-150 pickup trucks that have a battery connection issue that could result in a fire. Also one for over a half million Ford Edges and Lincoln MKXs with brake issues, and another for about 3,600 Lincoln Corsairs with a coil spring which could corrode and break. Another recall is expanding, as we hear from USA's Wendy King.
A produce company in Washington has issued a recall for salsa made from onions linked to a salmonella outbreak that has sickened more than 600 people. Spokane Produce recalled several varieties of salsa products, including Saddling Up Salsa in mild, medium, and hot, and also Salsa Verde. The company said that no other products that it makes were affected. They also said no illnesses have been reported in association with its product. The recall was initiated after another one was issued by Thompson International earlier this month for red, yellow, and white onions linked to a salmonella outbreak. The FDA said at least 640 people have been sickened by the outbreak, including 85 who've been hospitalized. Illnesses have been reported in 43 states. Other companies that use the produce in prepared foods have also recalled their products, including pasta and chicken salad sold by Taylor Farms and diced onions sold by Marketside.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.